Blog Talk Radio.
The hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Radio. This is your boy, Kev, chilling as you now. Sensing Radio.
Boss time was good, dog. SensingCity.com.
Sin City Radio.
We're on a mission from God.
SinCity.com.
You need people like me so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy.
We built this shit!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Sin City. This your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Got my main man, Father Time, Tommy. What's good, dog?
What's cracking like a whole skillet?
Chilling. Wick, what's happening?
What it do?
Okay, we got the lovely ladies of Sin City. We got Miss Janine. How's it going, baby?
How y'all doing?
All right. Look at stuff. What's good, baby?
Hey, everybody. What's good?
All right. Check it out. I'm going to tell you what's good. SinCityRadio.name.com. Get on now. One word to Janine. Shalom. It's on now. Yeah, I got to check my picture out. It's on now. That's all I'm going to say. Oh, man, I got to give a shout out to my girl, Space Gold, Mick Archie. I see you listening, baby. But, hey, it's on now. Tongue lashing assassin, ready to rumble.
What's your shirt is on there? Is that what you're saying?
I just got the picture up there. I just got the blueprint up there. The shirt ain't came yet. I'm working on that, but I just got the blueprint up there.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
I just want you to know I am so serious.
Okay. I am not scared.
I am so serious. All right, good people, check it out, man. We can have a little fun. You know, like I said, SinCityRadio.name.com. Get on now. Let's do that. We're going to have some fun. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Blog Talk Radio /SinCityRadio. Got to get all that in now.
Shizzle.
All right. Hey, y'all. David Ruffin's back, so we're going to see how where he been. Wick, what's the business?
Oh, man. I had a question for the ladies, and let me know am I wrong for this. I got approached by a bodybuilder-like type chick, man. I mean, she looked like China, and it kind of scared me.
China,
she was cute. Yeah, I mean, she was big like China. I mean, the chick took her jacket off. she would have did a muscle, man, would have made me look bad. But she was cute.
Uh-huh.
But I was kind of intimidated by her. I mean, I took the number because I was scared she would whoop my ass if I didn't.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, you know what you should told. You should just
what
you should
what
told.
I should told her.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
Let her know who boss.
Oh, no, that was a big bitch,
wow.
Man.
So you was intimidated?
Yeah, I was kind of intimidated, dude. Yeah, I was kind of intimidated. That was a big bitch, dude.
I don't know, man. I've been intimidated before, but not by no female.
Yeah, I was intimidated, dude. I don't know why, but I was intimidated. The bro, I mean, she was very muscular.
Okay, so
what's your question?
What's your question?
Would
you hit it?
You asking the girls that?
Well, the question I was asking the girls was, am I wrong to feel like that?
I mean,
be intimidated because she's muscular. I mean, I think it's just the muscular part that kind of turned me off.
No, you're not wrong for, you know, if you're not attracted to that type of woman, you're not wrong for that.
Man, fuck that. If she could bench press more than me, I ain't fucking with her.
she looked like she could bench press about 250 with no problem, 300, no problem.
Oh, hell no. That's more than I weigh. She could pick me up.
I say
I'm
go
cool.
For it. I say you should go for it.
Go for it, Cash.
Yeah. You don't fuck her right, you're going to get your ass beat.
What you know what I'm saying?
Might get your ass beat. Why are you fucking
shit? You said why?
Man, you can't ask no questions. You can't say nothing. You just got to sit there till she says stop.
Hold on, man. Hold on. This is what y'all fellas not understand. At the end of the day, it's still a woman. She want to be treated.
Make a bitch press more than you?
Yeah, but she still want to be cuddled and held and all that. I mean, she still want to feel like a woman. I mean,
I'm not dating a woman that can whoop my ass. I ain't dating nobody that can whoop my ass.
No, she'll pull no dick out, you good. Now, if it's an undercover motherfucker, then you in trouble. Not only is it, yeah, that motherfucker going to fuck you. And going to fuck you.
It's
but
fucking Mike Tyson, man.
Nah, man. I mean, come on. So you mean to tell me?
You better hit it right. You better hit it right.
China, you wouldn't hit China. I mean, I'm not the China now, but the DX China.
I eat your kids.
So wasn't either one of y'all hit her?
I think China was a damn dude.
Nah, she made
her
sex tape.
He was cute at first. It was after a while she started looking fucked up.
China was a fucking dude.
China was not.
No, she had a coochie.
Dude.
I seen the one.
I mean, did you see the Playboy spread they did on her? The two Playboy spreads.
She was cute at one time. She's so stupid. Now I can admit. She was cute, but then I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah, she cute. Yeah, she just
before she started taking them steroids, she was all right.
Mm.
That motherfucker just as big as Scott Steiner.
All right, then, Cass, I got a question for you, Cass. You know, she talked about go to the gym. Well, what go to the gym? She throw 300 on that side.
No, don't go to the gym. You a damn fool to go to the gym.
Oh, okay.
You got to find something to do that day.
Okay.
I worked out this morning. I ain't even going to be able to make it tonight. I'm already sore.
Yeah, you better make up something like that. You don't go there and get embarrassed.
Man, how you going to look, man? You got your woman spotting you.
No, how you going to look? She throwing up 225 and you barely making your weight.
Mm. Come on, babe, you can do it. Slapping you on your ass and shit, pumping you up. Fuck that.
All right, no, you don't go to the gym with her. No, hell no. That's a no-no. Do not go to the gym. Like, I mean, whatever you got to do, whatever life you got to make up, make up. Just don't go to that gym.
Okay. Is she tall or short?
Well, she's taller than me.
Aunt taller than him. So
right, that ain't telling me nothing. I mean, give me a height of somebody that we both know.
A little bit shorter than Cass.
Damn, is she pumping 250?
A little short, motherfucker.
She had a coat on, it didn't look, the legs looked at all muscle. I was digging that. Then she took the coat off, man. And if she would have had a wife beat on, I would have been like, God damn.
I guess the real question is, what the hell she said y'all little ass?
Hey, man, I can't help it. I'm a half a motherfucker.
This motherfucker, she could toss up. Toss your little ass on up. Get your bitch ass up.
I ain't going to get tossed up.
I'm sorry, baby.
Fuck around.
Hit the treadmill.
Hit that bitch with a goddamn... I hit that bitch with a garbage can.
See, man, this is what I'm saying, man. You saying a lot of derogatory things about her. And, I mean, you going in there with a bad attitude.
Look, because she's cute, man. I'm just, I mean, muscular that turned me off because she's cute. But she's just
big. You didn't get on the show and you didn't call her a bitch like four times already. And then you just said you hit the bitch with a garbage can.
She's trying to beat me up. Hell yeah, she ain't trying to beat you up. She ain't even there. I'll show you what I'm saying. I'm telling you, dog, I'm gonna tell you what's gonna happen, man. She gonna get your ass butt naked. She gonna pull up for a shit off, take all that shit off. You gonna see how big she is. Put that strap on and be like, bend over, bitch. Shit. Oh, what you gonna do? She gonna whoop your ass. She already bigger than you.
Who you
going to
listen to? Me or Father Time? Come on.
Yeah, damn sure ain't listening to Father Time. Have me in there ready to box.
Right.
Just saying, dog. I'm just saying. I mean, you already say you're intimidated by it. What you going to do? If
you
she
didn't let her
so,
know.
What you going to do?
I didn't let her know I was intimidated.
Okay, well, hold on. Before you say anything else. All right, ladies, what do y'all think? I'm going to start with you, Janine. What do you think?
Well, I mean, depending on if you like her. If you like her, call her. But
well, okay. I guess that's the bottom line, what you just said. Do you like her?
I mean, she's cute. She's cute.
I mean, goddamn. Now, do you like her?
Is she somebody you would want to fuck? Because if you can't get past her body... You know what I'm saying? You ain't never gonna want to fuck her no way.
I'll fuck her. Yeah.
I mean, really, Wick. Look, I done seen some of the ones you done took down now. Come on. Bodybuilder could be a step up.
Oh, yeah. You shouldn't have no problem with no bodies.
Right. I done seen a couple that you done took down on your drunk nights. So bodybuilder could not be a problem. Yeah, a bodybuilder shouldn't be a problem.
Well, what about I'm sober?
He got you there. But still, her body shouldn't mean shit to you, man.
It was just I don't know, man.
Okay, so bottom line is you're not even attracted to her, right?
Because she got muscle.
Yeah, I guess that's probably what it is. Yeah.
I mean, well, if you ain't attracted to her, then shit, leave it alone.
But see, I don't know her either. I could get attracted to her. You know, never know.
Man, you take your shirt off, she take her shirt off. Fuck that shirt.
Fuck around, see all that taco meat. Put your shirt back on.
She got a six pack, you got a 40 ounce.
Kid, goddamn it. Shit.
Oh, no, man. I say go forward. That's just me.
When have you not said go for it?
Yeah.
Well, that's why I'm always that's why I'm happy.
I mean, because you only live once, man. If I mean,
come on, man. You're conservative about everything. If nothing else, you'd be like, well, hell, I fucked a bodybuilder.
Hey, man, if I wasn't married, dog, I'd take off your hands, man. I want to see how big she is. I mean,
yes,
she got like Schwarzenegger.
She got a 24 inch python.
What
if her pussy swole like that? Right. That could be a hell of a fine experience right there.
Could you imagine when the monkey contracting on your shit? Gripping it, man. You better go. Man, you better take her down. Yeah. You better quit listening for all the time.
Yeah, that could be a plus right there, Father Ty. That could be a plus.
Oh, my goodness. No, don't call me. She over there whooping your ass. Don't say shit. Don't call me. How much she hits you in your ass?
I'll be like,
you ain't want to go
Kevin
work out.
I fell down the stairs, man.
Let me ask a question.
You been with that big dick.
Let me ask y'all a question. Similar to the same lines. Okay, if you meet somebody, you know, that's athletic, that works out all the time, you know, they go to the gym 5-6 times a week, and let's say that you don't go to the gym at all. You think that type of relationship can work out? I don't think it will.
Why not?
Because if they're going to the gym all the time, they're gonna want, you know, they want a motherfucker that's just as active as they is. You know what I mean?
Maybe she just like you for you.
Say what?
I mean, maybe she just like you for you. I'm pretty sure when she first met you and looked at you, she seemed it. Now you're not a motherfucker that goes to the gym often. But if she still finds you to be interesting, then maybe she just like you for you.
They say opposite.
It started off like that, man. Because I ain't going to lie, man. If I went to the gym every day, I would want my woman to go to the gym with me. I ain't going to even lie in front. I would. I would be on there every day saying, baby, come to the gym with me.
Why? I mean, but you bringing down her. You trying to bring her. Well, you need to go to the gym. Oh, man. You don't tell
I'm
your
not
woman
saying you.
Like that.
I'm not saying she needs to go to the gym. I'm saying if I'm active like that, I want my woman active like that too.
But what if she don't want to be?
Then I'm, like I say, I want my woman active like me. Then she ain't going to be the one for me.
Okay, all right, let's just hypothetically speak this. Let's just say, you say, the doctor tell you, well, you got to get into the gym now. You got to get in the gym, and you take it seriously. Like you really would, but hypothetically speaking.
If the doctor said it, I would, man.
Yeah, he also told you quit smoking cigarettes, but that's another story. Anyway.
I did it for a week.
Yeah, I know. Anyway.
Two days.
God damn it. Mother Nature say, well, I don't feel compelled to go to the gym like that. Y'all married. What you going to do? Bow for the divorce because you won't go to the gym?
That would be an exception to the rule.
You got more exceptions.
We already married. I'm saying, though, look, this is what I'm saying. If you go to the gym every day, that's your passion. You love that shit. You love to go work out. You don't want to meet a motherfucker that got that same passion as you.
Well, therefore, you're not going to try to talk to a motherfucker that you know don't go to the gym.
So you're going to meet a motherfucker at the gym.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. That's my question is, if you meet somebody that works out every day and you don't, and they want you to work out, do you think that relationship would work? That's my question.
Me personally, everybody. I think it could. I done seen many motherfuckers that go to the gym and they significant other don't.
Ladies,
And I mean, okay, I might not want to go with you all the time. Like, you go 6 days a week. I might go with you three. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, I'm saying you're going. No, you're going 6 days a week. Your man don't go at all.
Well, I don't know what you're about. How I'm going to look at all the other men if you there.
There you have it. Yeah.
Point taken. Point taken.
Well, I still don't think it'll work.
All right, well, Ty, hold on, man. Let me ask something. How much time do you feel like you're supposed to spend in the course of a day with your woman?
How much time?
Yeah, how much time?
That's a good question.
Now, is this somebody you live with or you don't?
Right. Let's just say y'all live together. Let's go with the one that you live with.
Well, I would expect to see every time I came home.
That's jumping around the question.
Wait a minute, hold on. Every time you, what do you mean every time you came home?
Oh, when he got home. He one of those that think because he's at home, he's spending time with him.
Damn right.
Oh,
we got to be in the same room to spend time.
We both at home. We spend time together.
Yeah, damn right. I'll see you when I come to bed.
You know what, dog? I'm not going to lie to you. I had that mentality, too.
I did have
that mentality. Like, what the fuck are you tripping for? I'm at home.
I'm at.
We right here. We right here. What the hell is you tripping on? But I mean, so you feel like long as y'all in the same house, y'all good.
No, I mean, what I'm saying is, you know, if you're in the bedroom, I'll come in there for a few, you know, see how the day went, all that good stuff. You know, then I'm down in my man cave.
Okay.
I need my space.
That's all I ask. All right, ladies. He's not going to answer the question, so I'm just going to bypass him now. He's not going to answer the question.
I did
Renee,
answer the
about,
question.
All right. Okay. We went past you now. Janine, how much time? Y'all living together.
If we live together, at least, I would say at least every day, you at least to give me at least an hour of your time. I said, dang, who was that?
What the hell was that?
An hour of your time. I can tell you about my day. You can tell me about your day. It'll go by fast, and maybe we might want to do something else in that hour.
Man, you know what I mean? So I could have leveled up in an hour.
How many times you could have won?
Nothing. Okay, you said an hour.
How about the video game?
Nope.
Oh.
Okay, Liquor Store, what about you, Liquor Store?
I don't know. I think it's important that you do stuff together every day. Like, you know, maybe we wash dishes together, or maybe we cook the meal.
Whoa.
No, I wash,
whoa.
You dry. I'm not talking about
whoa. You say that we can wash dishes together?
Oh, my God.
I gotta listen to you. Now I gotta do some work too. Shit.
You said I gotta wash dishes?
No.
Oh, I gotta dry the dishes?
Some part of being together in the kitchen. You know what I'm saying? Like,
why gotta be the kitchen?
Well, because that's my favorite place.
Well, hold on, Lucas. So before you go start, I don't mean to cut you off. Hey, man, I'm down. Can you tell me for? Mother Nature on here, dog. Check the screen.
Nope.
Okay, go ahead. I don't want her to get no ideas because I'm not drying no fucking dishes. But go ahead.
That was just an example. And there are some men in the world that don't
mind. That was a bad example.
Okay.
Right, you're putting ideas in people's heads. You can spend some time washing the dishes together, baby.
What? How long does it take to wash dishes? That is 10 minutes of time.
So what you need my help for? Right.
Maybe you don't have to touch a dish. Just be there with me while I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So we can interact. How was your day? How was my day? Things of that nature. You don't necessarily have to touch the dishes. Yeah.
I can do that. Now that's doable. I can talk to you
while, you know, you in the tub or something. I'm giving you a bath that day or something.
Okay.
And we can talk in there or something. Just anything. Or watch a movie one night. Not every night, but one night watch a movie. Or it could be anything.
Hold on.
Hey,
Do you ask questions throughout the movie?
What?
Do you ask questions throughout the movie?
No, I don't. How can I ask questions if you've never seen it?
I mean, no. My point exactly. Good fucking point. Great fucking point. Why in the hell are you asking me? I ain't seen this motherfucker neither.
I hate that shit. Did
they say this? What did he just say? If you shut the fuck up, you wouldn't know.
I just can't see scary pictures. I'm the one that's, I'm screaming. Ah, you know, I'm jumping all the time.
God. No, I can't be with you. God damn it, shut up.
Yeah, I love scary movies.
Yeah, I love a scary flick.
No,
I love
I
a good scary movie.
I'm not big on scary movies for the simple fact that the motherfucker always falls. I mean, goddamn, it's 2013, motherfucker's still falling.
that's part of the movie thing, man.
Since
we talk about movies, what's the scariest movie you ever seen?
I don't watch them. I don't watch scary movies.
Look at stuff. What's the scariest movie you ever seen?
Give me a minute.
Wick, what about you?
The Exorcist.
Ah, that's a good one. Janine?
I've only seen the first Freddy Krueger, and I couldn't watch no more after that.
What? You thought Freddy Krueger was scary?
Okay.
You have to understand.
I know the scariest sight I've seen.
What?
Well, when me and him was living together, his damn road blew open.
Oh, my God. Who said a movie?
Well, mine was when you was in the mirror caressing your nipples.
You keep on saying that, but you couldn't turn away. So that was one of them scary movies that you just couldn't turn away from, huh?
What was your movie?
The Hills Have Eyes.
The what?
The Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes.
Oh, and Wrong Turn. I can't watch stuff like that.
Mm-mm. Wow. Those are scary movies, though, y'all.
I couldn't even watch The Mist. I thought I couldn't even go on the fall for them.
You know, The Mist, was one of the movies that was kind of scary. That was kind of freaking eerie. I have to agree with that.
That movie was a little bit scary. I ain't gonna lie.
I can't even get this conversation with y'all because I don't really watch scary movies. I mean, now the myth. Now y'all said, what is the motherfucker snatching you? What was he doing?
It was like aliens, man.
But
you talking about the old myth or the new one? You know, they got one that just came out a few years ago. Nigga, I want to come out. Wow.
The newest was them animals, big animals.
Right, the one with Andre Brower in it, right? The black dude. They were all in the grocery store.
Yeah, with Tom James.
Yeah.
Okay. What's
crazy shit. Hey man, it's on Netflix, dog. Go watch it. It's pretty cool.
I'm not into those.
I'm just saying, it's pretty cool.
Give me a nice action thriller or something sexy, I'm good.
I would watch a Jason Statham movie any day of the week. Like any Jason Statham movie. That motherfucker does one hell of an action picture.
Yeah,
who?
He does.
Jason Statham.
I don't like that dude.
He be kicking ass.
Yeah, he do. Be
and it's ass. Always he always kicking ass in like a small, tight, confined areas. Like damn, that nigga's cooking.
Like boom.
Okay. All right. Y'all say Jason always kicking ass. All right. Jason versus Steven Seagal. Back in the day, Steven Seagal.
I ain't talking about Steven Seagal when he was young.
He still kick his legs up with tight ass pants. But he be whooping ass though. That motherfucker got the tightest clothesline on earth.
He just got to whoop his ass.
He get his ass whooped by Steven Seagal.
Nah.
I'm talking about the 1990 Steven Seagal.
He
wouldn't do no kicks.
He's got
it. He was chill, just an upper body fighter.
All right,
he
didn't
have
to
kick.
Hold up. Let me ask you a question since we on movies. All right, they got a lot of these movies out now, like Temptation and Insecurities. And, you know, a lot of these movies are dealing with, like, relationships. Can you actually sit down and watch those movies and, like, you know, with a clear conscience? Can you watch those movies with a clear conscience? Or do you think your mate can?
I don't know, man. I'll watch it before I let her watch it. I'll watch it first.
So, yeah.
Screen it first.
Right. See if there's some shit she can compare. Then we can watch it later. We can watch it together later. I'll tell her I ain't never watched it before.
Okay. Okay. I like that answer. All right. Janine, what about you? Can you sit down and watch those movies where it's like the man cheating or the woman cheating? And it's like, okay, let's just say it's something like close to home to you. And then now let's just say the situation has been exposed already. Like, just say you caught him up, y'all done made up or whatever, but then y'all watch this movie. And this movie pretty much, like, sums up, like, what went on between you and him. Can you actually sit there and watch that movie without getting an attitude?
Yeah, it's a movie.
I mean, but it's so similar to Home. I mean, it really is. It's like, just the same shit this motherfucker did to me.
I'm not going to sit there and get no attitude. I mean, that's just like, you may get some feelings or something about it, but I ain't going to sit there and like look at them funny or nothing like that.
You don't think it would bring up memories? Some old memories?
So you wouldn't roll your eyes not once, you motherfucker.
No, that's just the same for y'all then. That's just the same for y'all.
Right, and I'm not gonna lie to you. I be looking at that motherfucking movie. Hey, every time you turn your eyes at me, he looking at me again. Yeah, I'm looking at you. You see the shit you seen? You seen it? I ain't gonna lie to you. I be sitting there lying to you if I say I would. Every time that scene comes,
that's why you watch it first.
Yeah. It's so close to home, though. It's so close to home. You, and I mean. You got those movies. You really got those movies. It's really close to home. Like, just say, what was the one movie with Sanaa Lathan? And, you know, the dude, she was fucking the boss, and she didn't know if the
that's
boss.
The Tyler Perry movie.
Right.
You know, shit like that. You know, or I don't know if anybody's seen that movie, Insecurities, where the dude told what he told Nephew Tommy, I'd rather you put your dick in my mouth than fuck with my wife. You feel me? You understand what I'm saying? He was like, no, not really. But, I mean, that dude was fucking loony. And, I mean, you know, what if you sit down with that same deranged motherfucker? He's sitting there looking like, yeah, Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And you like, this is the same shit this motherfucker do.
Mm-mm, to me, that goes in the category under chick flicks, and that means I watch that shit by myself while he is nowhere around, and I put on my fucking dress, and I'm sitting there mad as fuck by myself.
Okay, so you won't watch it with him neither?
No.
Okay, I mean, what about you, Wick?
I couldn't watch it. Because I'd be the one, like you said, yeah, you dirty motherfucker. Yeah, that was you there. Mm-hmm.
That's why y'all watch it first, man. Y'all got to screen that shit. Make sure there ain't no shit she can bring up. Then
we'll be fighting at the movies, because I'd be like, oh, you see that shit? You see that shit she did?
I'll smack the shit. And it's the same shit that you did?
Oh, yeah, that could turn ugly.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Man, you say what? Oh, this shit funny to you? This funny to you?
Did anybody see that movie called A Thunder with Blair Underwood?
What is it called?
What's the name of it?
A Thunder.
Mm-mm. Up Under?
A Thunder. It means to tear apart. It's a biblical term, but...
Right, like you said in marriage, let no man put us asunder.
Yes, right. Asunder,
yeah.
Mm. That motherfucker is crazy. I believe he's a wife beater for real. He's nuts. If I ever ran into that man, I don't want your autograph. I'm just going to keep on looking, keep on walking.
Well, that man, he did a hell of a job. He did a hell of a job in that movie if he actually got you believing he's a wife beater.
Hell yes. Not just that.
That's the second one. That's the second one there, because he played his part good as hell in the other one, too.
What about
the Madea one?
Yep.
Who the hell are y'all talking about?
God damn.
Blair Underwood.
Oh,
okay.
He do be looking like he smacked the shit out of a fucking woman. Like, I'll beat your ass. Hey, he be putting them looks on like, yeah. Then he put that smile on like, yeah, you know, bitch, when I get you home, you dead.
Hell yeah.
He did Diary of a Mad Black Woman, the movie version. He played that one.
Yeah.
And Just Cause, and that was older.
Oh, Just Cause was a shit. That's a bad motherfucker there.
I love that movie, but I would not fuck with that man. Fuck that. He's psycho.
This man was the beast in that movie.
Yeah.
But we hypothetically speaking, what if you had a guy that you know that was similar to him? I mean, you watching this movie, you looking at him,
She ain't gonna say shit. We thinking in our head, crazy than a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh,
you ain't gonna say a fucking word.
And you know I'm a eyes front, nigga, eyes front. That's how I'm doing that. Eyes front. I'm a.
You know he
peeking
over that
look,
and I wish he would say something. Say something. Yeah, exactly. Say something, motherfucker, if you won't.
Nope.
He squeezing on her thigh. Say something. You better not say a fucking word. I'm acting fool in front of these white people.
But not, you know, it's the movies. It's the movies that fucks us up too. Now, you know, I can't really think of that right offhand. But it's the movies that. Thin Line. Well, I don't know about that. Well, yeah, I guess.
What movie?
You know what? Lynn Winfield has scared the shit out of me ever since I saw that movie. I'm afraid to death of that one.
Oh, A Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Yeah, she scares the shit out of me. I'm sorry.
That's
a good movie, but it no movie compared to Way Next Hell as far as guys go. That's the worst fucking movie for a man in the world.
Oh yeah, I gotta agree.
I agree with you.
That is a horrible. I'm surprised Tyler Perry didn't make that motherfucker.
Right.
That was before old Tyler's time.
What killed me is out. I saw it. Oh, I'm waiting that tail. I'll punch that motherfucker in her stomach. Well, breathe, bitch.
He let out a good breath on that one.
Well, yeah. You waiting that tail? Bah! You say you breathe then, bitch.
You know what? I'm not fucking.
That's the kind of movie that started a movement.
Note to self.
Oh, yo, your woman and all her friends talking about that movie.
Right.
Did you see that part? Come home with that bullshit.
Right, and the part that killed me is it's always that girl. That girl. Girl, you see that shit? It's the single bitch. It's always the single bitch.
Always.
Or the bitch whose relationship ain't worth a damn. Girl, you crazy than a motherfucker. I mean, shit, what did he say? Girl, I wouldn't be taking that shit. Ain't your eye still swole, bitch?
That was Baby Boy.
Right. That's her. I mean, come on, man. It's always that one bitch that watched that. He ain't shit. He ain't shit, girl.
But you know they say misery loves company.
And
that's true.
That's the bitch that's worse off than anybody. Now, hold on. In y'all defense, in the woman's defense, we got some motherfucking men that act like bitches too. I can honestly say, one thing I can't say about my clique is that motherfuckers in our clique don't do that. I mean, motherfuckers, motherfucker tell you if they right or wrong. But you do got some motherfucking dudes out here, and that bitch ain't shit, man. I leave that bitch, man. You heard that bitch. Really, dog?
And that's the same motherfucker why your back turned trying to get in her drawers.
Right.
Well, see, one thing about that, though, man, We ain't never been like that towards each other, none of us, man. So, you know, that shit that,
you know. We don't have to go through that.
Right. Exactly.
We might be a lot of things, but we ain't that motherfucker.
Yeah, but, I mean, you didn't see me. it's been motherfuckers. Ain't been no motherfuckers in our clique, but it's been some motherfuckers that you may have been around, I may have been around, or we may have been around, that gets that motherfucking mentality.
Yep.
That was fucked up mentality.
I mean, I had a motherfucker. I had a motherfucker that's supposed to be my homie. Come back, all right, man, you know, I seen your girl, man. You know, she was with this one cat. Really? Come to find out, it was her mother. Now, what kind of whole shit is that?
Whoa, back up now. That's really not whole shit, dog. I don't think that's whole shit. Because if I saw your girl with another motherfucker, I'm going to come and tell you.
Dog.
I mean, I saw your girl with this motherfucker on so-and-so street, dog.
Dog, I mean.
How does that make me a hoe?
Is you going to get your facts? Is you going to come to me and say you seen her with a dude, you don't know who the dude is, or you going to come to me like, hey, she fucking around?
I'm going to tell you I saw her with a motherfucker on the street. I don't know who the fuck he was. That's
right.
What I'm going to tell you.
It was no doubt in his mind that she was fucking around. Let him tell it.
Well, I can't say something. If I ain't see it, I can't say it.
Right.
He wasn't sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you sit there, you know what I'm saying? You say, well, dog, I seen her. I don't know who the motherfucker was. You know, she got a brother. Let me see her brother. If that's her brother, then I'll tell you. If this motherfucker sitting there like, man, nah, she's with another motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Just flat out. What no ifs, ands, or buts, nigga. I bet the house. There's another motherfucker.
Did he tell you to leave or two?
You know, he didn't quite say leave, but at the same time, you know, it's like that. Man, you crazy motherfucker if you stay. You know, in so many words, you know, that player hating dick riding type shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he Look, hating at the same time. But at the same time, you know, she cool and everything. She cool with me, but shit, shit, you don't want to be looking stupid. That's that old player hating dick ride. For motherfuckers don't know what a player hating dick ride is, that's the type of motherfucker, just say, for instance, you get a new car, and he be looking at your car, be like, man, that's a nice motherfucker, but shit, I'm going to go get the new one next week. Why you didn't, or
right.
He tell you, why you didn't get the 2013, why you get the 2012? Shut your player hating dick riding ass up. And that's what a lot of these motherfuckers are. A lot of these women are some motherfucking running big mouth ass bitches. But a lot of these dudes are some player hating dick riders.
Mm. Alrighty there. Well, why don't you let them know how you really feel, Cass?
I'm serious, man. Because there's a lot of them out there, man. There's a lot of them out there. And see, the part about the player hating dick riders, he's hard to expose. See, because he never comes off like a motherfucking hater. He comes off like he got your best interest at heart. But the whole time, the motherfucker jealous of you. He jealous of you. He envious of you. And the motherfucker trying to get where you at. See that motherfucker that talk shit about you should have got the 2013, but the motherfucker always need a ride. He always in your car. He want, hey, man, why don't you let me run up here to the gas station right quick. But he the motherfucker take 30 minutes to come back from the gas station. Why? Because he riding around acting like your shit is his. I mean, shit.
Player-hating motherfuckers.
Player-hating
dick riders. Fuck them motherfuckers.
God damn, man. Play a song, motherfucker. God damn.
I'm sorry. I'm back now. I'm back. I just hate them, dog. I hate them. I hate player-hating dick riders. If you're going to hate me, hate me. Don't try to like me and then hate me, too. You can't do both. You can't say I'm your boy. I mean,
I feel you on that.
I can't your ass sometimes. I ain't going to even lie.
I feel you on that.
Well, at least you could tell me that. I'm glad you tell me. Well, sometimes I get on your nerves.
I can't stand his ass half the time, but he's family.
Look, I'm still ready to break my phone to your ass, so you watch what I'm crying. But see, I can tell him that. You know, I ain't going to sit here and talk to Father time. And I'm going to fuck him, man. Fuck that nigga. I'm going to tell him as soon as he call me. Man, fuck you.
With no problem, shit. But yeah, I feel you on that shit, Cass. I feel you.
So we gotta come up with a name for the ladies. The men are player hating dick riders. So what we going to call the ladies?
That bitch.
Damn, well, yeah, that's
shit-talking hoes.
Shit-talking hoes.
Shit-talking hoes.
Scandalous
always
started shit.
Scandalous
cut sucker.
Damn. There you go.
Not a scandalous cut sucker.
You know that scandalous cocksucker.
Oh, you said cocksucker. I thought you said cut.
No,
yeah,
I say a cut.
Oh, cut. Oh, she said cut.
That's a harsh one, yeah. Scandalous cut sucker.
Yeah, back in the day, they
I'll be ready to fight. Motherfuckers called me that shit. I'm ready to swear up.
Well, they played South back in the day.
What you just called me?
Exactly.
Put your shit up. Let's go.
Females might call each other all types of bitches, but I ain't never heard them call each other a cunt. That's fighting words.
Is that,
let me ask a question, though. Let me ask you a question.
I'm frat once.
Ladies, let me ask y'all a question.
Swamp rat.
Why is it okay for your girl to call you a bitch, but if I call you a bitch, it's a problem? I never understood that.
There's different levels. There's different levels of the word bitch.
Bitch has different levels.
Yeah, well, told you
the word bitch is like an onion. There's different layers.
See? Yeah. I told you wouldn't understand.
Don't hurt bitches.
Don't hurt yourself trying to understand it, man.
Right. I gave that one up when I was a kid.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Bitch, you ain't tell me you was with him. Bitch, I didn't tell you I was over his house. No, bitch, you ain't tell me that. But then when my old man come in, hey, yo, bitch. Oh, no, you ain't called me no bitch. Boy, you ain't called you 15 bitches today.
He called you one, and he ready to snap.
Right, he didn't even say it.
He used the other level of bitch.
He said, ain't that a bitch?
You know, with me, the only time I'm offended by the word bitch is if a stranger calls me a bitch. I don't give a fuck about the word bitch. Because you know what? Sometimes I am a bitch. I mean,
if I walk in the liquor store, I'm like, bitch, you ain't give me the right change. You have a problem with that.
Are you a regular customer?
She ain't no bitch
I'm just
tonight.
Walking in the store. You shortchanged me about $2. I'm like, bitch, you ain't give me my change. You have a problem with that.
Hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man. Come here.
I tried to file it on your tax. He got your
file on your tax.
Okay, but now you snapping on me. Hold on, you snapping on me in the store, right? But your coworker turn around and say, "Bitch, fuck him. Let that, let him go, bitch. Come on, that's cool."
Yeah, I know her.
I feel like a confused like a motherfucker. Now she gonna snap on me because I call her a bitch. Called her a bitch twice, and she didn't say shit.
Wick just told you, don't hurt your head trying to figure this out. You're not going to figure it out. That's just something beyond our control,
that's one of the wonders of the world, man. You'll never figure
right.
it out.
Shit, that's the ninth wonder of the world. How do a woman get to call another woman a bitch and get away with it?
The same way we get to call each other nigga and other people don't. Uh-huh.
That's not true. White boys are using that word all the time now.
Not with me, they not.
He ain't using it to your face, he ain't.
Not with me, they ain't.
Be like Dave Chappelle, whooping that mug ass.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, dog, I was at that airport, and I mean, it was some cool white boys. That motherfucker, hey, they get the, look, dog, before you even say it, think twice, think hard. Like I told him, I said, man, you about, what, 135? I'm 220? Don't do it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Please
I'm
don't.
Not the homeboy you can do that with.
Right. I'm not him.
But I have heard the new age, though. They do call it. They let anybody call each other niggas now.
Right. Everybody use the word now, man.
Everybody use it.
Everybody.
Well,
I don't try to use it. I try not to use the word. I don't use it at all.
Nigga, please.
Y'all, archive the show, dog. Archive the show. Tell me when I ever use the word. Archive the show.
I know. I remember you came to me. Man, let's not use that word.
Oh, my God.
They go Malcolm Farrakhan with his 40 ounces.
I ain't even got the 40 open yet, man. Y'all lucky. And I don't think we should use the word bitch.
Oh, well, you might as well cancel the show.
Here he go, trying to turn Sin City rated PG again.
Hey, I'm just saying. Just put my little 2 cents out there. I can't stop y'all from using it, but I ain't going to use it.
You're
going to be sitting on the cooler next, talking about we can't drive a Ford.
We're tropical people, man. We don't like the cold.
Oh, no. Wick, you forgot. He already did that, remember? Wait a minute. Hold on. What was it that you couldn't deal with not being a Muslim?
I like bacon, man.
This motherfucker gave up his whole religion for bacon. Now, come on.
I like bacon.
For goddamn bacon.
This motherfucker gave up a religion. Fuck
man, they had too many rules, man. You couldn't eat bacon. You couldn't eat pork chops.
That motherfucker couldn't eat bacon. He quit the religion for bacon.
I like bacon.
He said, "You know,
drink.
They had him at first. They were saying all the other rules that they said, and you can't eat swine." He said, "What? I can't eat what? Oh, nah, hell nah. I'm done with this. I'm back to a Christian.
I'm Baptist, man. I'm a Baptist.
I'm a Baptist.
The motherfucker. The fucked up part is that he actually tried to come at us with this. He actually was really." Y'all need to come on.
Yeah, he tried to convert.
He's
I was into it, man. I was into it, dog. I ain't gonna lie. I was gonna change my name and everything. I was into it.
You was into it for 2 weeks.
I know.
Really? All
right.
It's like, you know, listen. It's like when you learning something new, it excites you. You know what I'm saying? I was excited, man. I was learning something new. I never heard this stuff before. I was pumped up, and I wanted to share it with everybody I knew.
Can we do a survey?
Can they say?
Can we do a survey?
Odell Pickett.
All right, we're gonna do a survey real quick. Now, Janine, you heard the man. Y'all heard. I'm not making this up. The man said he praised Allah all of 2 weeks. Do you really think he was committed?
No.
Okay, Liggerstone. The man praised Allah all the 2 weeks, and he couldn't take it because they told him he couldn't eat no bacon.
No. that's the same thing as him being mad at me because I won't go to the gym with him when our relationship just ain't going to work.
All right. Wick, the man said that he was a Muslim. He was full-fledged Muslim for 2 weeks. Is that a commitment?
Nah, there ain't no damn commitment.
I'm gonna go with the people. So, you wasn't no Muslim.
Hey man, I was learning something new and I was excited, man. You know what I'm saying? And I was young too. You know, if I decided to go that route today, I would make it work. I won't have no problem giving up the bacon and the pork and all that good stuff, man. You know?
Did y'all hear that good stuff? Got a twinkle in his eye when he talks about that damn bacon.
Yeah, real convincing like that. That was real convincing.
I was excited, though.
And then you don't go back until after the first of the year.
Nah, if I turn Muslim, I'd be in it for life. Straight up, I would. But I ain't ready yet.
So you still thinking about doing it?
I thought about it. I talked to a few people here and there. Only time will tell, man. Only time will tell.
Good luck with that, my brother. Good luck with that. I hope it works out for you.
Yeah. Just got to worry about the pork chops and the bacon, man. Shit. Mm. I eat bacon every day.
Love that. High blood pressure.
Diabetes, every goddamn thing else, man. But shit, the bacon, man. That shit like my crack, man.
You sound like Koofy. I keep calling.
Keep calling.
I hear fried in the pan. It's like time.
Just saying, man. I just love bacon, man. I don't know why. You know what I'm saying? You ever been drunk and you just had that taste for some fried grease?
Uh-huh.
That bacon be doing me, man. If you ever been drunk and you just have you got a taste for anything that's fried, you don't give a fuck what it is. I guess I'm the only motherfucker that I've heard.
Once I start drinking, I really don't want to eat.
Not out, I'm done.
Right.
You ain't gonna never eat then.
Right.
Shit.
You drink till everything is gone. You one of them motherfuckers that you don't never think about tomorrow. Save something for tomorrow.
Tomorrow ain't guaranteed.
Really?
You drink like that too, boy. You're a goddamn alky.
Well, thank you. I'm a drunk, not an alky. I'll have to go to them damn meetings.
You need a meeting, motherfucker. You need a meeting.
Okay. All right, well, let me ask. I mean, we all, everybody partake in the libation every now and then. Am I right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wildest thing you done drunk. I mean, the wildest thing. Wildest thing you could think of that you done drunk. Now you laughing? What is it?
Rolled off the roof of Project Roof naked.
You rolled off the roof naked?
Yeah, patent from my baby's mama's mother because she came in the room, so I went on the roof and was drunk and passed out and rolled my ass off that motherfucker. And she opened the door, butt booty ass naked. Goddamn, in the snow.
Damn. God damn.
Some things you just keep to yourself, bro. God damn. I wouldn't have told that story. Rolling off the roof, butt ass naked in the snow.
In the snow.
Right.
Lucky it was snow.
Oh,
yeah, I was about to say, lucky with snow there. I've been like old Vincent trying to fuck the earth. I was rock hard, too.
Oh, I forgot all about that, man. Hey, check this out, y'all. I'm going to ask y'all, but why it's on my mind. We have this partner, Vincent Edward Dickerson. Hey, I'm going to call his whole motherfucking name out. This motherfucker, we was drinking. This motherfucker, I don't know what it was about this motherfucker. He could never get enough liquor. Never get enough liquor. Hey, I hope Mick pressed one. Mick, I know you're on here. You can attest to this story. This motherfucker never got enough liquor. I mean, no matter how much we drank, I mean, we would buy cases. Cases of beer. This motherfucker, at the end of the day, he wants more. He wants more. So my cousin Mickey, she had a 40-ounce. Okay, he wanted some of that 40-ounce. And we made this motherfucker go through torture. You hear me? For a 40-ounce. First, we made the motherfucker get butt-naked around the school. This motherfucker got butt-ass naked. We was like, nah, that wasn't enough. So Wick took a motherfucking stick, and just started digging in the ground. Now, I'm looking like, what the fuck is you doing with this stick? The motherfucker's like, you got to fuck the earth. You know this motherfucker put his dick in the dirt. This motherfucker put his dick in the dirt and just started fucking the ground.
Wow.
We took the
40
and ran.
We took the 40 and ran, so he never got a chance to get it.
Oh, that's fucked up.
See,
what was that? How did I miss this?
Oh, no, man. But see, my cousin Mickey, she couldn't run that fast, so we picked her up and ran her to the house, and me and Wick broke out running. That motherfucker was mad as hell. He was like, I'm going to fight this motherfucker. That motherfucker actually called us. He never called us. He called me like, I'm fucking y'all up when I catch y'all. That motherfucker, hey. Because by the time he had to put his clothes back on, because we told him he had to get naked. We told him he had to get naked, throw his clothes like over there. And we made him go way over there and fuck the ground. And we grabbed her, pushed her in the house, and we hauled ass. That motherfucker never did get that 40. And he fucked the ground, got butt, booty, ass naked on Chase Street. And you know how busy State Street is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the man that fucked the earth. That's probably why the goddamn it's all fucked up now.
He didn't fuck the ecosystem up.
Goddamn Dickerson, baby, shit.
Right. Okay, so with that being said, liquor store. The wildest thing you done while you was drunk.
Okay. This is the night that I discovered that the term don't drink and drive does not only refer to a vehicle, it refers to anything with wheels. So I was fucked up, and I don't drink tequila. So I had been drinking tequila and decided that I wanted to go for a ride on my bike. I got on the bike. And I fell off the bike probably about 4 or 5 times. I broke the chain. I was all busted up, all bruised, started howling at people. Got into a fight.
woke up fucked up. It was ugly.
You got your ass whooped too.
Yeah, the earth whooped my ass. I fell off my bike like 6 times.
The earth, huh?
People getting beat up by the earth. That cousin Dickinson fucked the earth.
Let's see, that ecosystem's all fucked up.
All fucked up, now. Earth, you just was a victim of the earth.
All right, Janine, your wildest drunk night.
Which one? I'm sorry, Janine.
Whatever. I don't even do a lot of stuff when I'm drunk. It's the same stuff I do when I'm not drunk. I did do something I felt like I shouldn't have did. My son's father, we were getting into it or whatever, and it was my girl's birthday. We was fucked up. We was just so towed up. So I go up to his job, and while he was at work, and his car was like, it was a ways from the actual plant where he worked at. So I wrote on his window with some red lipstick. I just wrote big old words all over his front window. So when him and his friends got to...
Wait a minute. Whoa, bag up. What did you write?
I can't even remember what I wrote. I probably... Something like fuck you or something. I don't know what the hell I wrote.
Whatever it was, I was fucked up.
Yeah, whatever I wrote, it was fucked up. It was just the fact that I wrote it across his entire front window. So when they got in the car, they look at the window like, what the fuck? Because they couldn't see. And this is realistic. So he had to walk. Now, imagine the plant like a half a mile from the car where he had to park it. So he had to keep going back to the plant to get some paper towel and water.
That's not funny.
That's not funny at all.
Yeah, that's not funny.
So why did he park so far away? That's where the employees had to park.
So they had to take like a shuttle bus to work?
I mean, it wasn't no bus. They just had to walk to the plant.
Damn.
So, can you imagine? Each time he came back to the car, he was more and more pissed. And one of his boys was the one who was in the car. He the one that told me what happened. And we was sitting there cracking up. He was like, each time that motherfucker came back to the car, he was more and more pissed. He was kicking rocks and shit. Like, I know that bitch did this shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, you shouldn't fuck with a man's car.
Whatever. That's what y'all say.
That's horrible. What about you, dog? Wildest thing you done drunk?
Well, when I was in the service, man, I was in a car. I was in the middle, and I was so drunk, man, I threw up, and I swallowed it back.
I was mad.
Straight up, man.
Did you wash
next
it down?
Next day, I fell asleep. Yeah, I swallowed that shit right back down, because I didn't want to throw up on nobody. I didn't want to throw up on myself. This was like 3 in the morning, man, and I had to be at work at 4 because, you know, I had to cook. And I fell asleep, man, on the grill, man. Burn up everybody's shit. It was one of the worst days of my life.
I imagine it was. I don't know, man.
Like
I think
6:40.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking beer to be consuming.
I was gone, man. I ain't never been that drunk ever in my life. I ain't never got drunk like that ever again.
Like 240 ounces of beer.
Man, I was fucked. I ain't never been that fucked up ever.
Come on, man.
You know,
I think my my wildest thing once again, you know, and I dealing with my cousin, I did a lot of wild shit fucking with my cousin Mickey. I don't know, was you there? We went out to East Chicago and we got drunk. And for some strange reason, I don't know why I was drunker than everybody else. And I'll never forget, it was this guy named, I think they called him Blackie, Black Cat, or some shit. And everybody was like, how tough this motherfucker was. Like, you know, he the baddest motherfucker on the block. You don't say shit to him. Don't say shit to him. And I'm drunk, and I'm like, man, fuck him. You know, I'm talking shit. Everybody trying to shut me up, put me in the car. So we get to, they had a Sturks out there. Get to Sturks, me and my cousin, we walking in there. I'm trying to pick fights with every goddamn body. So they finally get me in the car, and they say, fuck it, they going to take me home. And we going down 4th Avenue. I'm like, let me out. Let me out right here. She like, don't open that door. I'm like, let me out.
Well, we got to jump out the car.
I opened the door on 4th Avenue. She had to be going every bit of 60, 70 miles an hour. And I opened the door. Like, fuck it, I'm just going to step out. And I got to say this. He couldn't stand me, and I couldn't stand him. But a calm manner, he was in the back seat with me. And the motherfucker grabbed me before I fell out that door. And had he not grabbed me, I probably would not be on this motherfucker right now. 60, 70 miles an hour. Cause Mickey didn't even know I had opened the door. It was just me and him sitting in the back seat. He could have easily just let me just fall the fuck out. He grabbed me at the last second and slammed the door back and actually just held me. Held me until they got where we were, got me where the fuck we were supposed to. I knew I was fucked up, and I knew I couldn't go to my mama's house. You know what these dirty son bitches did? These motherfuckers, they did the house party on me. They took me to my daddy's house, beat on the door, ran and jumped in the car, and left me on the door. Literally, I literally fell in the door just like he did when they opened the door. My father ran out. My father runs and grabbed his pistol like, somebody done shot him. Somebody done. They done thought I got shot, jumped, everything. So I guess you said what?
Go ahead, finish up.
He got a whiff of me and was like, ain't nobody jumped this motherfucker. He drunk. Throw his ass in the bed. Man, motherfucker threw me in the bed and shit. I remember waking up 10, 11 o'clock that next day.
All right, ladies. That's what both of them just told y'all. That's the politically correct answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm gonna tell y'all the real shit. All right, I'm gonna use both of them because I've been around both of them and they drunk. All right, I'm gonna start with my co-host first. This one particular time we hanging out at mid-crib, getting our drink on. He gets mad at Wick, right? He mad at him, right? He gets in the car to leave. So we go to his mama house. That's where he going. And these two motherfuckers getting a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Two drunk motherfuckers out there trying to fight. Now, the fucked up part about this fight was, I know you hate to hear this, man, but Wick kind of got him a little bit, right? You know, he got him down, jumped on top of him, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he wasn't hitting him, though. He wasn't hitting him at all. He was just, you know, kind of holding him down a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And his little brother came out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And just picture olive oil. I don't know if olive oil is from Popeye, right?
Mm-hmm.
Picture olive oil. As a little kid, a male kid, he runs out there, right? I'm sitting on the porch, laughing like a motherfucker. And his arms was like toothpicks, right? But he had his little fist balled up. And he was hitting Wick in the back of the head. He wasn't even feeling it. That's how funny it was. And he was swinging hard as he could.
Get off my brother. Get off my brother. Popping him in the back of his head, right? He ain't felt shit. He's down there talking to him. I'm going to let you up now. Don't do nothing stupid. He on the ground hollering, man, let me up. Funniest shit in my life, right? And his stepfather come out there. We both sitting up there laughing. Poon trying to crack Renee's head open with his little bitty ass fist. That shit was funny than a motherfucker. Y'all had to be there. It was hilarious. And now Wick, once again, we drinking. It's me, Wick, your cousin Kelly, that same night with him and your stepdad. Wick drunk, right? They got a party in the projects. And he's still in the bill. He leave, go to the party, come back with a six-pack. We drank a six-pack. He leave, go to the party, come back with another six-pack. Did it shit like 4 or 5 times, right? So we getting fucked up.
I was killing him at the party.
Yeah, you was. I will give you that. That motherfucker came back with cases of shit. We getting fucked up, right? We in his mama house getting fucked up. His stepfather come in. He was buzzing, too. And, you know, him and we got into it, right? We sitting on the couch.
Mind, I wasn't there.
No, he wasn't there. But we at his mama house, you know, which is, you know, Wick's auntie house. You know, we just kicking it, getting fucked up, me, him, and Kelly. Stepfather come in, he tripping. You know, he buzzing and shit. And they get into an argument. Now, we all sitting on the couch. I'm sitting on one end. Wick sitting in the middle. And Kelly sitting on the other end, right?
Kelly is my cousin.
And it's an open space behind the couch. You know how the couch is sitting like in the middle of the floor? You can go around the couch either way.
Okay.
So they're arguing. So his stepfather got his gun, shotgun, and walked behind the couch, right? And he's drunk, right? Wick steady talking shit to him. Fuck you. Fuck you. This is my auntie house. Fuck you. I ain't got to go nowhere and all this shit, right? And this motherfucker put the shotgun right to the back of his motherfucking head, right? And, you know, me and Kelly sitting on each side. I'm like, oh, shit. You know, we both jump up. And you would think, I was jumping up, you know, something's going on. He's steady talking shit. He drunk. He ain't noticed nothing. He don't know the man got a gun pointed to the back of his head. Kelly like, come on, man, let's just go. We get him out the house, and we hit the whole stroll. And take him out, we in that red truck. You know that motherfucker only got that just the front seat and then the back?
Yeah, real low rider.
We piled up in this motherfucker, right? And he's so fucked up. He was driving on the sidewalk, thinking he was in the street. That's how fucked up Kelly was, right?
Yeah, we fucked up that night.
We were tore up, but everybody was horny. We trying to go get a hoe with no money. We got no money, but we going to get us a hoe.
Yeah, I remember that night.
Everybody horny the motherfucker. We send this motherfucker out to go get the hoe. He chasing one white girl all around the motherfucking. What was we at? Was we on 6 or we at Buckingham?
We was on 6.
I can't remember where we was at, man. That shit was funny the motherfucker, man. He was chasing a white girl, dog.
He was beating on the window like, hey! What time you coming out? My cousin Kelly, his plan was once we get the bitch in the trunk, it's a wrap. Fuck it. I don't know if he talking about being a victim of date rape or what. He like once we get that bitch in the truck, we ain't paying this bitch shit.
Hell no, we ain't got no money. We got fucked up.
We drunk the beer free.
Free to the motherfucker, boy. I know Gator, I'm still mad at your ass. Killing him on the beer, dude. He was killing him. Back, pockets full of beer.
Okay, hold on. And your story was a profound story. But now that you mention it, I think I got one about you that you seem to forget.
I was
Let's
drunk?
See. Yeah, we were real drunk. We had just got off work. Just got off work, y'all.
Is this Doritos?
Yeah.
was my birthday.
That's the only story you can tell, motherfucker. Go ahead and tell your story.
It was my birthday. Me and his birthday 3 days apart. So, you know, it was like, fuck it, this is our birthday weekend. But technically, it was my birthday. We get off work. We go get our case of 40s. Some certain person, Father Time. Well, he had to have his Doritos. Okay. We sitting there. Boys in the Hood just came out, y'all. Boys in the Hood just came out. So now, me and Wick sitting on the car. He sitting there eating his Doritos. Now, y'all know it's the scene in the movie where the guy walks up to Ricky and bumps him and knocks his Doritos out of his hand. So Wick looks at me. Wick looks at me. I look at him. Wick say, watch this. Wick jumps off the car, walks straight up to Father Time. Boom! Bumps him. Knocked all his Doritos out of his hand. Which I thought was funny. I thought it was funny, and then Wick hit him with the line. What the fuck are you looking at, nigga? This motherfucker instantly gets, take me home. So we like, come on, man, you tripping over. So Wick like, man, I'll buy you another bag of Doritos. So this motherfucker, I mean, he hot, he mad.
He's fighting mad.
Okay, so we sitting there, they arguing back and forth. Father Time, he muffed him pretty hard. I don't know what he thought, but all of a sudden, you seen that? Well, if y'all watch wrestling, y'all know Arn Anderson. You seen the spine buster pull up. Now take it back, y'all. Wick's like 5, what? 1, 5, 2. Father Time was every bit of 6. What are you? 6'1", 6'2, dog?
6'1".
6'1". At that point in time, he was every bit of what? 250, 260?
Yeah.
And all you see was his big ass go in the air. Boom, boom!
Yeah, he got me. He got me. I can't even lie in front. He got me.
You know I hated to get
muffed, man.
Yeah, he caught me off guard. That shit won't ever happen again, though.
It was over a bag of Doritos. Doritos wasn't nothing but 99 cents, y'all. This man was ready to fight over a 99 cent bag of Doritos after the man told him, I'll walk over here to the gas station and get you another bag.
Nah, he wanted them Doritos.
It was the principle of the thing, man.
He wanted them Doritos. He didn't want no other bag. Hey, I do remember a drunken night when he had to take me on his bike home when we was drinking that damn rose.
Who had to take you on the bike home?
You, Cass. Me, you, and Five Time was out there on that bench.
And I had to take you on a bike. Oh, yeah. Yeah, you two.
Someone from Ivanhoe? The Ivanhoe bench?
Yep.
Yeah, that's when we threw him at my daddy house. We threw him at my daddy house on the floor. Then his mama called at 5 in the morning, like, tell him he better get his ass home right now. So I had to go to my daddy house, beat on the door, and take this motherfucker home at 5 in the morning. I just had to fucking around with that bad influence.
I ain't no
bad influence, man.
The project was
a bad influence. Shit, it wasn't me. I wasn't doing shit that other motherfuckers' project wasn't doing. Y'all just happened to be younger than me, that's all. Y'all needed me to cop. That's all it was.
Gotta skip a school to go see Tougher Than Leather?
No, that wasn't that. That was Colors.
Oh, Colors.
It was Tougher Than Leather too.
I know, but it was on the weekend. We just couldn't get home till that Monday.
Oh, okay.
And my mom was like, you better get home the best way you can.
I think we ended up at Bruce's house or some shit.
Yeah, we had to stay at Bruce's house.
Yeah, we, you know, we were some bad kids.
I don't know. All right. Now, look, so Janine, both of y'all are from Gary, right?
Mm-hmm.
Grew up in Gary, right? Y'all remember, what was the name of the plaza, man? Crossroads?
Yeah.
That motherfucker was in Griffith. I know, I know that. Griffith. Griffith, Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
Would you have walked from Idaho to Griffith to go see a movie?
Man, that's what we did back then.
Sure, we sure the fuck did walk that far.
Walked everywhere.
Yeah.
From Idaho to Griffith?
Or rode your bike?
I said, these some stupid-ass motherfuckers be walking with me.
The one right off Ridge Road, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit, that was a long-ass fucking walk with one bag of popcorn. We had just enough to get in. That was it. And it was $2 left over, and we used that on a bag of popcorn. Striking out 8 o'clock in the morning. On y'all way to the bus stop. Hey, man, fuck it, let's go see Cummins. All right.
We got to walk, though. We sat there and watched that motherfucker twice.
Sure did.
And talked about it all the way home. That motherfucker was good as hell.
I can't even watch that shit now.
I ain't watched that shit in years.
Yeah, I ain't watched it for years.
Yeah, y'all get
packed. What the days, though, man? In effect, Screaming Wheels. Those were some fun-ass times, man.
The name, remember, in effect.
I know. But in effect, used to be the shit, boy.
I wish he still had that picture.
I don't know what the fuck that picture is.
I don't remember ever having that picture.
No, I'm saying I wish I still had that picture.
Wow.
I know where mine went.
Yours went to me, motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I gave mine to Leo.
The picture from In Effect?
Yep. I gave it to Leo to hold. Because I couldn't take it home.
Right. I could have sworn we only had one picture.
Mm-mm. We took like 5 pictures that night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was some fun-ass shit. Even though we just got to fight them girls that night. Somebody thought they was He-Man trying to pick motherfuckers up with one arm on the stage.
Okay, hold on. Now, look at stuff. If a motherfucker picked you up and dropped you on the stage, would you be ready to fight?
Hell yeah.
Them girls are finna whoop his ass. They was gonna beat your ass, man. They had you surrounded, yeah. Too.
Man, I'd have been like Ace from goddamn wrestling with that cast on.
Man, it was too many of them, man. They was going to beat your motherfucking ass up in there. You just got mad because the girl picked you up first. You remember
y'all
that, dog?
Yeah, I told the fuck did.
Ass
I was
up and started pumping
him.
Pumping him hard, y'all. She picked that nigga up.
She was
put
pumping the shit out of his ass. Fucking him like a motherfucker. She was dry fucking him.
No. Was that the same one? Was that the same one that, because I know she fucked him, then she picked him up.
That's the one he almost dropped.
That was the same girl?
Same girl. Right. That's the one he almost dropped, because he tried to pick up after she picked him up.
The girl, this is all a good fun, but you know you was wrong for letting that girl put you on the ground and fuck you like that, right?
That's
what, yeah. She fucked the shit out of you, man.
That girl,
she
put that.
She raped the fuck out of his ass on the floor.
She put that motherfucker on the ground, got between his legs like a doggy style position, and would start humping the shit out of him. And his face was just on the ground. And he actually had a look on his face like he was actually getting fucked. So that was the funny part about it. We looking at him. We like, get your ass up, boy. Get up. She wouldn't let him do shit. She wouldn't let him up for shit. She was humping the shit out of his hand.
She sure was.
Then he gets up. He gets up like, fuck it, all right, I ain't through. So they get to dancing. That house music come on. They just go.
He got one arm. He only got one arm.
So she picked that motherfucker up, put him on her hip like he was a 2-year-old infant, and she just bouncing with him. She finally puts him down. So Wick picks her up. He bounced like 2 times, and next thing you know, club boom, he done dropped the bitch.
Her girls was there. Immediately.
So her girl surrounded this motherfucker. At first he was like, "Hey, my fault." And he looked around and he seen all these girls. He was like, "Hey, man, fuck y'all bitches. I beat all y'all bitches ass."
They was finna whoop his ass, boy. If we wouldn't have walked over there, come one of them was gonna
snatch him out the. We had to walk over there, snatch him out the crowd. At this point, he's mad now. Well, fuck these bitches. I'll beat all every one of you bitches' ass. Y'all bitches walk up on me again. I'm like, man,
that
man,
shit
I think
was funny in the motherfucker.
Just imagine.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Just imagine a motherfucker dropping you. And the fucked up part is that he had her legs. So her legs was the last thing to go. So on. The first thing hit was her back and her head. Boom! You felt the stage. You felt the thump on the stage, like boom, under your feet. Over all this music, you felt boom. Motherfucker looked back, like, what the fuck was that?
Right.
That bitch had a concussion.
She jumped up. Her girl surrounded him. You know, he got that one arm, he got that cast on one of his arms. So, but I'm like, man, we can't let no girls whoop his ass, man. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it wasn't as bad as that bullshit you and your boy did that night.
No, that wasn't me.
We had like 100 fucking Mexicans trying to jump us. You remember that bullshit?
100 Mexicans? What, 100 Mexicans ever tried to jump us?
I ain't remember them motherfuckers. They were Mexicans, man. That's how I remember the story. Anyway, listen, y'all. Ladies, I'm going to tell y'all.
No Mexicans?
Well, whatever. Mexican, black, whatever. It was a bunch of them motherfuckers. I know that. These two motherfuckers, him and Mr. Charlie, who used to call the show, we in effect, you know, we chilling, walking around. You know how it's, you get packed in there, right?
Mm-hmm.
They want to feel on the asses while we walking through the crowd.
Well,
you know, him and Mr. Charlie, you know, they squeezing and
pinching.
Hold on,
wait a minute. Before you finish this story, let's just put on record. Every ass that I touched, motherfucker didn't mind. It was the one Mr. Charlie touched that pissed off.
I don't know which one of y'all touched the girl ass, but apparently she figured out who did it, right? So she went and told her boyfriend. He got a gang of motherfuckers in there with him, right? I look around like, man, what's up with these motherfuckers over here?
It was only three of them.
These two motherfuckers, they snickering. Like the shit funny. This shit wasn't funny. They're like 20 motherfuckers.
No,
I ain't finding that
fuck.
Shit funny. Squeezing on girls' ass any goddamn way. Perverts. Ain't no fucking way we would have got out of there.
Y'all in trouble.
You wasn't there for that one, Wick.
I know.
I don't know. I think you went to Ohio by then. But yeah, man, they run around squeezing on girls' asses, man. And she straight pointed his ass out. She pointed Miss Child out like, it was him right there. That's him. He was sitting there like 20 of his boys. It's just three of us.
No, it wasn't. Why did you get? It wasn't 20 at first. It was just. It was he went and got a couple of dudes. So shit, we turned around like, man, you better get your bitch ass on. That's when he
see,
got the rest of them motherfuckers.
But see, that was the problem. See, y'all two was focused on them. I'm focusing on the rest of the crowd. I'm like, all these motherfuckers are together.
Oh,
it looked like it's about to be 3-on-3, but no, it's about to be 20-on-3. Because all these motherfuckers are together. It's time to go. We got to go. There's too many of them.
What my boy Willie D say, after drinking a bottle of Wild Irish Rose, I said, suck my dick. It ain't enough for you hoes. I wasn't scared.
Yeah, okay. And Willie D making records, motherfucker. We weren't making no records. We about to get the shit stumped out of us in that motherfucking club.
Did we get stumped?
No, we got out. Well, we did get out, but it was going to get real bad, real quick. I don't even remember how the fuck we got out of that shit.
I know how we got out.
Well, I don't remember.
He was messing around with this girl named Kenya, and his baby mama came in and caught him with her. And
oh, that's right.
They got to fighting, so they kicked us out the club.
That's right. By
the time the dudes realized we got kicked out the club, the police was in front of us. So, you know, they couldn't run up on us in front of the police.
See, it was a bunch of them motherfuckers, man.
I was just a tad bit nervous. Like, we need to get out of here. Y'all my boys, goddamn, I don't want to take no ass whooping. Too many of these motherfuckers, man. One of us fall, it's over.
Don't fall.
Right.
Man, it was a bunch of them motherfuckers, man.
Fuck them house-o-matic ass motherfuckers. They was dancers. Wasn't running from no dancers.
Well, 20-on-3.
I wasn't running from no dancers.
I don't give a fuck how good them motherfuckers could dance. 20-on-3 is some hell of 5 hours.
I'm not running.
I mean, unless I'm Tyson, you Chuck Liddell, and Charlie is Tito Ortiz, we ain't coming up out that motherfucker.
Nah, I wasn't running from no dancers.
Well, you walked your happy ass on up out that club.
We got kicked out.
And you were glad, just like I was.
I wasn't running from no dancers.
You
talking about some thug motherfuckers? What you talking about? 20 motherfuckers that doing a synchronized dance at the same time?
20 is more than 3.
Fuck them.
20 is more than 3.
Well, they was gonna have to be on beat then, cause I wasn't running.
There wasn't nobody in that motherfucker from Idaho.
Nobody
was gonna come to our aid.
We didn't have not one motherfucker. But I wasn't running.
Yeah, but you.
I ain't gonna say that I didn't want to run. But I wasn't gonna run.
Well, hell, I wasn't gonna run either if y'all didn't run. But you know, if y'all would have ran, shit, I would have ran too. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Ain't that right, Wick? We good at running on the motherfucker without telling.
Only from the police. I never run when there's a fight.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you threw that in. Just so happened to be the police that night when you ran. Didn't tell me.
Police? You should have knew.
But okay, here's my thing.
I should have knew. Police.
Yeah, all right, Janine.
Police,
Janine.
I'm running.
Janine, you've been in effect, right?
Yeah.
You've been to them 6 in the morning, when the lockdown, when you couldn't get out of there at the 6 in the morning, right?
Yeah.
It was one of those. We couldn't even get out there. We couldn't get out of there anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, he can be talking about we needed to get the fuck out of there. You know how they used to do back then. Once they locked the door, you can't leave. You can't leave at 6 in the morning. It just so happened we got kicked out, so shit. Well, I'm looking at it like hell. We can't leave. Fuck it. We gonna stay and fight. Shit, ain't no sense to be posted up against the wall. Let them know we scared.
Shit ain't about being scared. It was 2 million of them motherfuckers. I'm an odds maker. I play the odds, man. I go to
the
casino. I play the
odds. It's been worse odds.
We'd have lost that one. That would have been a defeat.
I'm not saying we wouldn't won. I'm not saying we would have won. 20-on-3, yes, we would have lost. But I wasn't running from no dancing motherfuckers.
They even broke out the West Side Story dance on y'all.
Right.
Slapping their fingers and shit.
I walked out that motherfucker saying, see ya. Motherfuckers ain't gonna jump up.
The motherfuckers was even kicking y'all ass. Ballerina style.
Gundam style.
Oh, house ass, man. I can't stand them motherfuckers to this day. I met a couple of them motherfuckers too, dog. I went to a party in Chicago, and these couple of motherfuckers like, yeah, man, we was House of Maddox. And I just looked at them like, y'all the motherfuckers that was trying to jump us, huh?
Yeah, there's a running man all over y'all face.
Fuck that, I'd have to come back, though.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take an ass whooping, but, I mean, come on, now. Some dancing motherfuckers.
All right, I wasn't running from no dancing motherfuckers, man.
Yeah, that beat in the motherfucker next week. Calling everybody. Me to say, in fact, we just want to
start fighting. Y'all wouldn't even been able to show y'all face back in effect.
No, no, 2003.
No, hold on.
You came back.
Hold on, Jadine, what was you about to say?
I was just about to say, I don't understand how y'all always, every time y'all went somewhere, it was about, you know, was y'all a gang or something?
The motherfuckers thought they was tough as hell. That's all that was. They thought they was fucking tough as hell. Little young motherfuckers run around thinking they tougher than a motherfucker. Always
getting
in the shit.
I mean, everywhere y'all saying like y'all went, though, y'all had that problem. But I grew up in Gary.
Bad.
I ain't never
bad,
had. I went all over Gary. I ain't never had no, here go that Miller bitch. You know what I'm saying?
It was different for females.
It was different for females. You can't compare the two, man. I mean, you cannot compare the two. It was a whole lot hard. I mean, yeah, girls from Ivanhoe could actually go on Delaney. Niggas from Ivanhoe couldn't go out there.
So hell good. No, I had to sleep.
I mean, girls from the, I mean, because, you know, you'll see girls come from, now, granted, some of the motherfucking girls, like, I remember some Dorn Miller girls came to Ivanhoe.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, the girls was looking at them, but then the dudes was like, y'all better sit y'all motherfucking asses down.
Mm-hmm.
They knew they couldn't beat the dudes, so, shit, they had to get the girls a pass. Well, now, you know what I'm saying? You couldn't do it. I'm going to Dorn Miller, talking about I'm finna go see old girl. Old girl ain't gonna can't tell them, hey, sit y'all motherfucking ass down.
No, hold on. I'm gonna give you a prime example. Janine, between the male and the females. I used to live in Delaney. No, it wasn't Delaney, it was Dorn Miller. You know, we rolling. You know, people from Ivanhoe. You know, they made a big deal about it. You know what I mean? Because we dudes. You know what I'm saying? We dudes from Ivanhoe, what the hell they doing out. Even though I stayed out there, the shit got ugly real quick. You know exactly what night I'm talking about, dog.
Hell yeah, they shot my damn truck up.
It got ugly real quick. But see, now I let females do that. You know what I'm saying? It's all good.
Because,
you know, motherfuckers in the projects, they don't look at females as a threat. But if you're not from out there and you go out there, they view you as a threat. So they're going to come at you. That's the way that shit go. So you were safe. You could go anywhere you want.
I know.
But dudes didn't have that luxury. Remember what happened to 2 Second when he came out the Ivanhoe? Got stomped down.
Pulled his ass off.
They beat that motherfucker senseless.
They told him, they called you 2 seconds. You got 2 seconds to get your ass up out of here. He damn near made it.
Yeah, he almost made it.
Had Roy Lee not called him, I think he would have got away.
Yeah, Roy Lee was pretty fast, though. But that's the difference, though. He was for Delaney. It's Gary, man. You got to know, you're supposed to know where you can go and where you can't go. I mean, that's just point blank. If you're from Ivanhoe,
yeah,
you know goddamn well you don't go to Delaney.
I remember we went to the little McDonald's on 5th, or Burger King on 5th, and got into it over there. Me, Django, and goddamn Corey.
That's because you're supposed to know where you can go. I mean, it, you know, it's Gary. everybody got their little sections. You know, everybody got their little hoods. If you ain't from that hood, you ain't supposed to take your ass out there unless you know a motherfucker from that hood.
I was from all the hood.
Because you was a female, you can do that. You can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But now if me and you were together and we went to Dora Miller or Delaney,
they gonna
you might not be able to get away with that shit then. You know what I'm saying? Them girls going to snuff you down just like the dude's going to snuff me down.
Wow,
that's just because you was with me. And I'm from another section. You know, that's the way. And, you know, I'll be looking on Facebook and shit like that. And what is the low end? I never heard about no low end in Gary. What's the fucking low end?
Like 4th Avenue, 4th and Bridge.
I think that 4th, 3rd, and all over there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, these motherfuckers, I'm looking at motherfuckers talking about, I'm from the low end, you know, GI. I'm like, Gary ain't got no fucking low end. What the fuck? I heard a Chicago low end. I never heard Gary having no low end. What the fuck is a low end? All these different sections and shit they got now. It used to be just the projects of Fifth and Glen all Park. Right. That was it. You was from one of those spots. Fifth, Glen Park, or one of the projects. That was it. Them the only hoods. Now they got all kinds of shit going out. The low end. What the fuck is the low end? Don't get me to talking about Gary, though.
Please don't.
Stop.
I don't know how I feel about motherfucking Gary. I'll sleep in a box while I go back to that motherfucker.
Yes, we know.
You know what I'm saying? Now, all y'all defending Gear, ain't none of y'all motherfuckers living in Gear. Ain't that a bitch?
I still remember where I came from, though.
Mm-hmm.
See, you proud of that?
Hey.
I told
you,
I
got to take the good with the bad.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hell, if it wasn't for Gear, I wouldn't. Oh, well, yeah, that is a bad thing. I wouldn't know you motherfuckers. Fuck. Maybe Gary ain't.
See what I'm saying?
Nah, I had good times. Good and bad.
I mean, think about it like this. Other than your child being born in the city of Gary, give me one positive.
You said
other
what?
Than your child being born.
I had another positive. What is you talking about?
Give me one.
Them
shit was
fucked
up. Don't
go down in the whole damn city.
You know, from GI, man. You don't like it too damn bad.
Right.
Hey, I'm
from
Indiana.
You have no positive.
You
have no
let you tell it. You from Minnesota.
I'm from Minnesota by way of Indiana.
I had fun in Marshalltown. Yes, I did.
Off 21st, East Side, that was my clique over there. I had a clique over on 25th, right by Roosevelt, and all the, which projects was that, Delaney people? I just had cliques everywhere. Everybody knew me.
Hey,
you know
crazy.
He
had fun. I got along with everybody.
You know what? He had fun, too. All that shit. Y'all don't listen to him. Don't listen to that dude, because he had fun, too.
I never said I didn't have fun in Gary. You know what I'm saying? If I had my choice to grow up somewhere else, I would have just grew up somewhere else. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, you could have been in the same situation.
Right.
You know?
Just with different people, that's all. Just
I don't think so.
Don't mean it would have been
motherfucker, if your mama didn't have no money and she stayed in motherfucking
exactly.
Baltimore, it's still, you'd have been in a project.
Projects in Baltimore, that's all.
Right. Well, trust me, everybody
just when they had different friends, that's all.
Right, that's it, that's all. Yeah, trust me, it's a lot of motherfuckers in Gary can't even imagine
can't even imagine what we done been through.
Mm-hmm.
As hard as you think that is to believe, motherfuckers in Gary be like, this motherfuckers in Gary be like, man, I ain't never had to go through that. Because them motherfuckers didn't have to grow up the way we grew up.
Well, I'm from Maryville.
Whatever.
Maryville in the house?
Whatever, dude.
I'm from MI. Fuck G.I. I'm from MI.
Yeah.
From the IN.
Whatever. All right, man, let's get up out of here. They about to cut us off soon, I'm pretty sure of it.
We pass, we go over?
Man, it's 11:20.
Oh, damn, I ain't got no clock down here.
All right, hey, you got anything for us today?
It was good talking with you all. I am just very tight today. And of course, I will always be on here, and I will be here next week.
Yeah, you hurry up and go to sleep. You sound like you about to pass out.
Whatever.
That's all right.
If I have something to do, I'll get up and go do that.
You do know. Challenges.
I'm just
letting you know. I'm going to every week, I'm going to holler it out.
That's good.
My man gonna get me right.
I already got my trophy sitting on my dresser anyway.
Oh, ain't this a bitch? Look at Snow, you got any last words?
Yes, I enjoy myself. I enjoy y'all. And I'll let you all next week.
All right, that's what's up. What's up, dog? Any last words?
For sure, man. SinCityRadio.com. Enough said. Thank everybody for listening. Thank everybody that called in.
All right. That's what's up. SinCityRadio.com. Get on now. Holler at your boy. Like I said, check out that new picture. Tongue lashing assassin. Ooh, I'm going to tear your ass up today. Okay.
Hit me up, y'all, for them preliminary votes.
Yeah. I take on all comers. I'm the greatest of all time. All right, y'all. Peace out. We out.